Time to pay homage to one of our favorite local organizations. She's the executive director of Kids Sports. They've got a lot going on now, less than 2 weeks from their big Lunch for Kids fundraiser. Learn more online always at kidsports.org. Follow on Twitter. Use the handle at kidsportsbev. Bev Smith joins us. Bev, how are you?
I'm good, Steve. How are you doing?
All is well.
Good.
So you're in our nation's capital. So what's happening in D.C. and what kind of experience has it been?
It's been great. It's sunny and it actually rained yesterday and is clear today, which I know has been an issue in Eugene.
Yeah.
So it's been a nice reprieve from that. But I am attending here what is called the Aspen Institute Project Play Summit, and it is a conference that is based really on looking at physical activity and youth sport, and trying to come to grips with what is really an unregulated industry in terms of our youth sport. And it is put on by Aspen Institute. It is they have been at it for about 3 years now, and it's a think tank sort of idea, and they have released some framework, and it's called Sport for Life, Sport for All, Play for Life, and it's a playbook actually that they recommend to youth sport organizations throughout the country to get every kid in the game. And it's one of the most read documents in the history of Aspen Institute, and it has really kind of taken off because it provides a framework that has been developed by sports scientists, orthopedic surgeons, the American Medical Association, the USOC, tremendous partners that are trying to make sure that, you know, in all that we're doing for kids on the field and in the facilities, we're putting their best interests first.
Now, I know you're there and you're representing kids sports and you're supposed to be working, but you're in D.C., for goodness sake. Have you been able to do anything else, be it the Smithsonian, a White House tour, or anything fun?
Yes, we finished our second day today at about 3, so they've got a great bike share program here. I jumped on a bike and I rode right down Massachusetts Avenue and to the National Mall and went by the White House, and it was a beautiful day, Steve. So this is a gorgeous and very historic and impressive city. A lot is brought to mind when you do to it. So
sure.
I was able to see a little bit of the city, the monuments and the history, and I think that's always important to do.
Awesome. Before we get to some of the specific events, I want to hit on a topic that you and I talk about often. Kids, young athletes who, rather than specialize in one sport, encouraged to cross over, spread it around. And, you know, I read a lot about this. And is it me, or is it possible that this mentality is changing and we might be seeing less specialization from pre-high school players, or am I just looking for it?
Well, you may be looking for it. The specialization and the travel ball is a very, very, we just talked about it in this conference that the youth sport industry has become a $17 billion a year industry. And so there's a lot of, businesses that fuel sort of that specialization. And really parents are looking to do what's best for their children. But I think with the Aspen Institute and the Project Play, there's been a lot more conversation and there's been a lot more data that really shows and catches, both parents' eyes to say, look at, let's make an informed decision here. And actually, the 8 plays that Project Play, Sport for All, Play for Life is about is, kids sports, I'm just so honored to work for this organization because for 65 years, We do 6 of those 8, and that includes, revitalize in-town leagues and also encourage sports sampling. And even out here, we're one of the only organizations in the nation that has 7 core sports that schedules around the competitions so we don't conflict and kids, can roll right from soccer into volleyball, into basketball, back into soccer without it conflicting. And so you are right. There's a lot more of a national conversation. You even have, high-level elite football coaches from, Ohio State, to Michigan, Harbaugh, you know, saying, look at 250, you know, 200 out of 250 guys that we recruit, almost 205 of them are multi-sport athletes. So
right.
I think it's trickling down to where we're getting more education and information for parents.
Let's get to the Lunch for Kids event a week from this coming Wednesday, the 20th, to benefit Kids Sports Scholarship Fund and help you keep that amazing record of all kids play. What could you tell us about this great event and your very special keynote speaker?
Just really, really excited and proud and very grateful to have Coach Willie Taggart be our keynote speaker. This is a busy time of the season, as you can imagine. And, you know, last year Coach Allman came to our lunch and just really helped to, you know, draw some people and see what we're doing at Kids Sports. The State of the Union address, we have it at Venue 252. It's on Wednesday, September 20th. It's a lunch. It starts at 11:30 and goes till about 1. It is sold out in terms of tables, Steve. We've sold about 44 tables. We do have some individual seats available. So if you want to just email info@kidsports.org, if you're interested in joining us, please do. We can find a table for you to sit at. But it allows us to, you know, have a State of the Union. It allows us to tell and share a couple of compelling scholarship stories, which is really what makes the organization special. And of course, to have Coach Taggart sort of weigh in. He's got some kids, you know, that are pretty good athletes and,
right.
and have that opportunity, as well as most of his coaching staff. So really excited for the event. It really is a cool opportunity for us to tell our stories and do a little bit of fundraising for our scholarship families. And I just want to give a shout-out to our two sponsors, Mackenzie Willamette Medical Center, who is stepping up big time to help us, and Slocum Orthopedics. You know, they really believe in sport and activity as sort of one of the most cost-effective healthcare opportunities that we have in the community.
Got to love their philanthropic efforts in this community. Talking with Bev Smith, live on the line from D.C., looking ahead 2 weeks from this weekend as Oregon vacates Autzen Stadium, September 23rd and 4th. Kids Sports takes over the venue. So in kind of an all-encompassing explanation, what's taking place and who are the participants? Because this is a massive undertaking.
It is. So each and every year, we find a way for all of our flag football teams and tackle football teams to play one regular season game at Autzen Stadium. You know, it just is an opportunity for them to play at the home of the Ducks. Our staff and our coaches and our families do a great job. The kids file in, and sometimes when they file out, you don't know who's won or lost. They've just got a great big grin on their face because they were able to play in Autzen Stadium. And every year we, you know, our staff, and then we try to find some people to help us do the announcing, because we do, you know, have all of the kids introduced, they run out into the field, and then we do some play-by-play, you know, basic action calling. And we just thought this year we'd open it up and say, you know, if you would like to be like Don Essig, please
yeah.
apply to come and help us. It's a volunteer position. We want, you know, we're looking at kid, you know, people 15 years and up, and we just ask you to send a note to us at info@kidsports.org to tell us why you'd like to do that, and we have about 8 to 9 hours of play at Autzen Stadium both Saturday and Sunday. We'd love to plug you in to have you have a shot at having some legendary play calling like Don Essig. It is, I can tell you, I tried it once. I don't know if you know that, but you have about a half a second delay, and it's craziness to get used to. So I tip my hat off to Mr. Essig every single time I see him, because he does an excellent job.
I think after 50 years, he may have it down to a science.
I think you're right, Steve. I think you're right.
A couple of final thoughts for Bev Smith of Kids Sports. And, of course, you can learn all that's happening on the new and improved website, kidsports.org. Let's hit on some sports, I guess. Talk a little registration. Seems like we're there for certain levels of fall soccer, basketball coming, volleyball clinics. So what's current that folks need to know?
Well, yeah, so currently we're just, you know, our kids sports staff has done a great job of getting about 3,000 kids on the fields of play in our soccer, flag, and tackle football. We are registering still for our top soccer, which is our 3- and 4-year-olds, and there is some K-4 soccer registering on a space available basis, but you need to call in to Kids Sports to see if some teams do have some openings. And obviously, once fall gets rolling, Steve, you know how it is. You go right into the next sport, which is volleyball. So volleyball registration is open for our volleyball clinics as well in our first and second grade basketball, which starts a little bit earlier than our winter basketball. So those are registrations happening right now. And along with those, 3,000 children, Steve, I really want to just say thank you to our volunteer coaches. There's about 300 plus of them. They do an amazing job. They make, the community go around with youth sports and activities. And I know some of them listen, and I just want to say thank you. We couldn't do it without you, and you really do make a difference in the lives of our children in this community.
Now, finally, along those lines, that seems like a running need. Coaches, officials, for folks who want to get involved and are hearing this and are like, yeah, maybe that's something I'd like to try. What do they need to know about training, qualifications, all that good stuff to get on board?
Yes, certainly. They can go onto our website. It's quite extensive in terms of just go to the coaches page. We have a coaches Facebook page. You can call into Kids Sports and volunteer. We require that you have a background check. You must do concussion training, safety training. It's actually the law. And you must sign a Kids Sports pledge, obviously, that you will remain within the philosophy of helping all kids to play with an early positive youth sport experience. And as well, our head coaches, we require them to take the Positive Coaching Alliance Double Goal Coaching Course. And really all that is we really try to be coach friendly and try to give them as much information as they need to be the best that they can be for our kids.
She is now officially a Beltway power broker on the line live from D.C. Learn more at kidsports.org. Follow on Twitter at kidsportsbev. Bev, always fun catching up with you. You travel safe, and obviously we'll talk soon as things move along.
We will. Thanks a lot, Steve, for your time. Really appreciate it. And go Kids and go Ducks.
All right. Have a good one.